It's the StoryCorps podcast, and today, for Halloween, we'll hear from the founder of the Morbid Anatomy Museum. That's where you'll find a human skeleton, a pickled opossum, and a two-headed duckling, among other things. Presiding over this collection is Joanna Ebenstein, and for her, this isn't just a career. At StoryCorps in New York, she spoke with her father, Bob, and explained that ever since childhood, she's been fascinated with things that make most of us squirm, including black widow spiders.
I used to catch them, and I'd put them in jars. And I remember having a dead one and bringing it to school in my hand, and it freaked everybody out. It was like shock and horror. That's what I would describe. The bus stop, I remember. To me, it just seemed cool.
You were different. You were inquisitive, and I did the things with you that I like to do, which is turn over rocks to see what'll crawl out from under. But the interest in dead animals was a little different. I remember a time. Was your 18th birthday? 16th birthday? Mm-hmm. You were driving with somewhere with a friend, and you found a dead owl.
It was a great horned owl.
Great horned owl. And you brought it home, and you dissected it.
I skinned it.
And you cut off the legs, because mm-hmm. I still have one. Mm-hmm. And you said it was the best birthday present you ever got. I mean, it's true to this day. If I run out of things to buy you, I'll get you a bat.
You know, a specimen in a jar is as interesting to me as a cat on my lap that's alive.
I do remember your liking of graveyards.
Mom says I've liked them since I was a little kid. And you nurtured my weird interests. You bought the formaldehyde. You bought me a taxidermy kit. Do you remember?
Yeah.
This is before the internet. I couldn't just go find a taxidermy kit. You did all that for me. You know, there was a point, especially being a girl, when I realized I had to make a choice going forward about how I was going to be in the world, if I wanted to fit in or not fit in. And because I had a parent that didn't think it was weird, I never thought it was weird either.
But I never thought of myself as encouraging you to do anything other than if you wanted to do something, I would help you. I mean, I never wanted you to be the head of the Morbid Anatomy Museum.
But you made me able to be who I am without apology. So, you know, I wouldn't be who I am at all without you.
That was Joanna Ebenstein, founder of New York City's Morbid Anatomy Museum, with her father, Bob. We exhumed this next story out of our archives just for the holiday. It's about coming to America. Juliet Jegasothy immigrated here from Sri Lanka. She tells her friend, Sheena Jacob, about one American tradition that she was not quite prepared for.
We came to America in 1969. We were just newly married, and we came to Brooklyn, New York. And I was so terrified to even open the door because I had heard all these horror stories about crooks and gangsters and guns in New York. So there was this one evening that Brian was working the night and I was alone with the baby and the doorbell started ringing. And then I go and look through the peephole and it was like really scary person standing outside. So I didn't open the door. I told my baby to be quiet. Then again, the doorbell rings, and this again, I look through the peephole, and I'm like really scared. Then the third time it rang, there were more than one person, and they were all looking really scary and screaming at me through the door. So I called Brian on the phone, and I said, there's something happening. There's some crooks or somebody trying to frighten me at the door. He said, don't open the door. Don't do anything. Don't make a noise. Be quiet. So I stayed in the bedroom and this went on and on for almost an hour. You know, all the years that I was growing up, I was the most, I think, wimpy person. I used to cry for everything. So by now I'm like sweating and ready to die almost. And then Brian calls around 9 o'clock and he says, I think there's something called Halloween going on today. And that's what has been happening. People are supposed to come and ring the doorbell. So that was an experience that I'll never forget. And it turns out that my daughter loves Halloween.
That was Juliet Jegasothy with her friend Sheena Jacob in Pittsburgh. That story first aired in 2006. Looking for more classic StoryCorps stories? There are over 500 on our website, storycorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Gould-Ruffalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.